Sure.
I'm sure. If you mind yourself, it's not here to give me a hard time, and I'm not here to give you a hard time. And that we're here to remember the truth about how loving and lovable we are. Take a breath to relax. And tell yourself, I give everything all the meaning that it has for me. I give everything all the meaning that it has for me. I give everything that's happening in my life all the meaning that it has for me. I'm giving everything that happens in my life all the meaning that it has for me. I'm giving everything that happens to me in my life all the meaning that it has for me. I'm giving everything I see all the meaning that it has. I'm giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything that I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I feel all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I feel all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I feel all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I feel all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I think all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I think all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I think all the meaning that it has for me. I am giving everything I think all the meaning that it has for me. I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has. I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has. Someone say it with me. I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. I have given everything I see all see all the meaning that it has for me. Class, all the meaning that has for you. Okay? That's
okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm going to give it all the meaning that it has for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to start at lesson 152 in the workbook. It's called The Power of Decision Is My Own. I've got some loaner copies up here that you can use if you don't have a book. In this first paragraph, it's very strong. So it's important to remember that you don't have to believe it. It's a very strong paragraph. It's so strong, it's going to take me a few times of saying it before probably you hear it. Your ego is going to try to tune it out. Okay? No one can suffer loss unless it's his own decision. You cannot lose unless you decide to. You have never lost unless you decided to. No one can suffer loss unless it's their own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects the state for him. No one suffers pain except their choice elects the state for him. No one can grieve, no one can fear, no one can think of themselves as sick unless these are the outcomes that they want.
Wow.
Paraphrase. Mm-hmm. No one can grieve, no one can fear, no one can think they're sick unless those are the outcomes they want. No one dies without their own consent. No one dies without their own consent. No one dies without their own consent. No one dies until they're ready to die. No one dies except by their own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish. Everything that happens is your wish. Everything that happens is your wish. Everything that happens is your wish. Remember only this. You need not believe the ideas. You need not accept the ideas. You need not even welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. And others may seem to be quite startling. This is from the Course. You are not asked to judge the ideas at all. Their use will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that they're true. So if you're having a challenge with any of the ideas that you've heard, you may be believing that you need to believe it. And you don't. If you're having a problem with something that you've heard, it may be because you're trying to accept the idea, but you can't. Some of the resistance that you may be feeling is that you think you should be welcoming these ideas, but you don't. So Spirit told us that. Okay? So if you want it to be easy, don't try to believe it. But the Course says, here is your world, complete in all details. Here is its whole reality for you. And it's only here that your healing is. That's what salvation means. Of course, salvation means right-mindedness. That when you're going for salvation, you're going for an accurate mind. So let's get this straight. All right. So according to this, if it ever looked like you lost anything, that was your decision. Whenever you suffered any kind of pain, you chose it. Whenever you grieve or fear or think that you're sick, you're making yourself sick. And when you die, it'll be when you're ready, even if it looks like it's at the hands of somebody else or something outside yourself. And does anything happen in your life that is not your wish? And there's nothing that happens that you omit. Everything that's happening is what you're choosing. That's what he's telling us. He says, that's your world. This is your world, complete in all respects. This is your whole reality. Then it says, now, you may believe that this position is too extreme. Get the next line? So you may believe this position is extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This seems pretty extreme to me.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you all 100% agree with what you just heard? I don't see no hands. So we are going through what beings go through when they don't realize this. Like we all agree, we don't really accept that you, everything you're going through right now is your decision, or that when you go through pain, it's your choice. Okay, so let's say that none of us believe that, okay? Then what we would have to experience would be the world that is the exact opposite of that belief, which would have to be a world in which it appears that we are the victims of things that happen to us that we have nothing to do with. If I'm believing I have nothing to do with what happens to me, it will look like I have nothing to do with what happens to me, and then it will look like things are happening to me, and I'm a victim of everything that's going on. And pretty much that's the way it looks here.
Yes.
I don't know about you, that's the way it looks to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Course is telling us, you know what? That's not true. Did nothing happen today that wasn't what you wanted to happen to you today? So, anybody got anything they want to say? I'm not attached to anybody believing what I'm saying, so you can say anything you want to say.
For every action, there's a reaction.
Uh-huh. I'm proud of us because we've reached our limit, some of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we are ready to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having to hear the hardest parts of waking up. The hardest part about waking up is to realize that everything that's happening to you is your choice. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Course says that. You may believe that this position is extreme. It's just too inclusive to be true. He says, yeah, can the truth have exceptions? How can it be that you create your reality in one circumstance, but you don't create your reality in another? How could it be that you magnetize and attract things to you in one situation, but you're not attracting and magnetizing things to you in another situation? And if you've been given the gift of everything, how could any loss that you think you've gone through really be real anyway? And can pain be part of peace? And can grief be a part of joy? And can fear and sickness enter in a mind where love and perfect innocence is? So if my mind is full of love and perfect innocence, why am I going through pain? Why do I have grief? Why do I have fear? If we're so good and nice and wonderful and loving, why are we going through a bunch of crap sometimes? I'm just throwing this out to the group. Everybody nice and nice. Aren't you nice? I'm nice. Aren't y'all nice? All of us so freaking nice. But we're going through so much.
Mm-hmm. I have had, my parents are both deceased, and I've had them on my mind all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking, okay, how does that work here? And I miss them.
Okay, what do you mean? I don't understand your question.
Am I not supposed to miss them?
How did you interpret anything I said as meaning you weren't supposed to miss them?
Because it hurts.
I'm saying, how did you interpret anything that I said as saying you weren't supposed to miss them?
You just said, okay. I'm not supposed to miss them. Like, as if I said, it was not okay for you to miss them.
I'm supposed to be peaceful and joyful anyway.
Yeah, the what? Oh, yeah, I'm so glad my mama not here. I'm glad my mother isn't here.
I feel that way too.
The once you wake up to the truth, you wouldn't grieve anybody. Mm-hmm. You celebrate it. Mm-hmm. They're grieving us.
And I have my mother for that.
Well, they're going to memorial services for us. Oh, that's what we don't understand. They're mourning us. We're mourning them as if somehow or another they missing this big party down here. Like, I'm sorry, it's not a big party down here. Hell, you're probably slipping and sliding trying to get to work this morning, praying that you can run into the back of somebody. You know what I mean? This is not Disneyland. Okay? This is not Disneyland. But it's like anything else. You can get used to a pain to the point that you don't notice it anymore, and you call it normal. Like you can have pain in your body, and you just keep having it. And after a while, you think it's normal. That's what we are. But now we think it's normal to fear. Now we think it's normal to grieve. Now we think it's normal to be suspicious. Now we think it's normal to have loss. Now we think it's normal to experience a world where there's attack and disease and sickness and separation. You know. And so that's the same as a person getting used to their pain to the point that it's normal to them. So now when we hear something that says that's not natural, that your life should be joyful, that you should be having peace, that you should be feeling prosperous, that you should not feel like you could lose, that you should feel safe, that we should feel connected, that we're not victims of what's happening to us, then that sounds strange to us. See, we've gotten so unnatural, what's natural sounds strange to us. So what's happening is the book is like going and taking us back to square one, saying, I'm sorry, you don't have to like any of this, but it's the truth. You aren't weak. You aren't powerless. The universe isn't cruel. Things aren't happening to you and you're just this nice person and you're getting screwed. Those are all things people say who don't remember that they are creators and that they are powerful and that they are not alone. So it's natural. So, my goodness. All right, then turn to page 448 in the text. And I love questions.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? This is probably a dumb question, but what does salvation mean? Does that mean?
It means, from a Course in Miracles perspective, salvation simply means right-mindedness, forgiveness, healing. Having an accurate mind is your salvation. Having peace is your salvation. Having love is your salvation. Don't let the religious terminology throw you, because all words are just symbols and they don't mean anything except the meaning that you give them. So salvation doesn't mean anything until we give it a meaning. The problem we have with the word salvation is probably because of the meaning that we learned in our religious upbringing. So what we're responding to is what we learned salvation means. You see what I mean? But salvation is neutral. But so the Course gives its own definition to all this terminology. And so it serves a twofold purpose. One purpose is to give us new interpretations of words that we use to make ourselves afraid and uncomfortable. So that when we hear these words, we'll have definitions for these words to give us peace. Like when I hear salvation now, that's talking about healing. It's talking about right mindedness. So I don't have a problem with that. Yes. Same thing with Christ, same thing with Jesus, same thing with all of it. It has its own way. The Course in Miracles is unconditionally loving. Okay? It's the most loving material. It's so loving that it seems like it's not even true. Okay? It speaks much higher of us than we're accustomed to thinking of ourselves. I grew up in a religious upbringing. I grew up Southern Baptist. And most of the time when I was sitting in the church as a child, I was going, that's not true. Why are you believing that about Jesus? Why are you saying that? You know Jesus isn't like that.
Y'all really think this is the only reality? You mean you've completely forgotten that this is what we're coming to create and learn? You really think it's normal to lose what you love? Have you forgotten when you could fly? Are you so earthbound that you don't even remember when you were more than this? Have you gone so asleep that you actually think this is normal? You know? And then I would ask questions, you know. Like they said to me stuff like, Adam and Eve was the first two people. And then they would tell me that they had two children, Cain and Abel, I think their name was. And then they said to me, they got married. And I would say, who could they have married if they were the children of the only two people that existed? And they would say to me, don't question the Bible. Anybody familiar with that? Because we all know, in order to be truly religious, you have to throw your common sense out of the window. That's just, you know, I used to meet people who were scientists, electrical engineers, PhDs, doctorates. But when it came to religion, they would throw all of their common sense. And I don't care. I really don't care. I think everybody's where they need to be. I feel like everybody's studying what they need to be. They got the religion they need to have. And that I'm learning more and more as I wake up that everybody's where they need to be. And that's the best place they could be. Somebody that believes that they'll go to hell if they kill me, that might prevent them from being the instrument of my death, should I decide to die. Because I've seen plenty of people want me to take them out on Colfax. I'll be driving down the street and they just walk right out in front. Haven't y'all ever seen that before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and I go, you're not going to use me to take you out, but I really wish I could. But I can't. But I just don't want to deal with the hassle of the police and all that. I would love to accommodate you, but I got to get to the movie. Don't touch, and that's the way a part of you feel.
Yeah.
It's like, you're that stupid to walk right out in front of the car and don't pay attention. So I'm trying to develop my psychic powers to the point that I'll just be able to drive my car through them and scare the hell out of them. But I don't think that's a really worthwhile reason to try to go for spiritual development. So you really want to develop it so you can see into showers. There's not a man in here that wish he had X-ray vision at one point in his life. No, that's true. But when we get in spiritual classes, we act like we're not people anymore.
Right.
You know, and that's why I refuse for my class to be one of those classes where people come to the class and act like they're not people anymore. That have people thoughts, people feelings, all that stuff. Because the classes that I've had the greatest growth with and I've seen the biggest transformations in have been the classes that I've done in the last 27 years where people were just people in the classes and not trying to be holy and spiritual and pretend like they don't curse and get mad and have needs and desires and passions and upsets and all that stuff, because now they're nice and they're spiritual. So the Course is saying, be gentle with that part of yourself that's like that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll never know the people who will love me if I don't ever let anybody see who I am. And the people that reject me are protecting me from them. When people reject you, they are protecting you from them. But when you're insane, when somebody rejects you, you want them more. When you're crazy as a loon, you want them the more they reject you.
Yeah.
And that, and you're innocent, and you deserve love, and you're crazy. Okay?
Thank you.
I mean, I just want to tell the truth about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, a side effect of beginning to love yourself is that you're not going to allow that anymore. You're not going to be attracted to people who don't want you. You're not going to want to be around people who don't acknowledge you as you acknowledge them. You're going to be turned on by people who are grateful for you. And you won't be the least bit turned on by someone that's judging you and attacking you.
And then those people will fade out of your life as if by magic. One day you just notice there's nobody around you bugging you. And you'll be wondering, how the heck did that happen? You don't realize it came from, it came from your spiritual study. It came from going, you know, I've had enough of this world. I know it doesn't have to be this way. We really can reach out in peace. I'm going to be a part of that peace, and I'm going to assume some responsibility for my experience. At that point, it's like turning the ignition in a car, and all of a sudden your life gets cranked up, and things start to happen, and your life becomes fascinating. Victims have dull lives.
Yeah.
Victims have very boring lives because they're waiting for things to happen that they have nothing to do with. Isn't that a trip?
Yeah.
So what they hope is if they lose enough weight, if they got a cute enough face and body, somebody just want to give them stuff just to get to their body. So that, so then we focus on our physical appearance so that we can attract someone to us to give us what we want. That's slow. That's really slow.
Yeah.
That's a slow way to have your needs met. Because when you don't love yourself, you know you're not going to lose the weight. You know you're not going to go to the school. You know you're not going to get the degree. You know you're not going to do any of the things that you say you're going to do when you love yourself, because that's what a person does that loves themselves. Mm-hmm. They set a goal and they go after it and they achieve it. So I'm saying that what we need to do is to realize that we are loved regardless of how we feel about ourselves. We are loved regardless of how we look. We are loved regardless of our education. And we are loved regardless of the things we've done in the past that we feel guilty and shame about. As long as you think you got to make yourself ready for love, you're taking the slow route. As long as you think you got to prepare yourself for God, you're taking the slow route. So you're not in this class to prepare yourself. You're really in this class to remove the blocks to your having it now. This is not another doing class. This is not a class about something else for you to do that you're not going to do. Then it becomes a part of the list of things that haven't been done. And then I feel guilty again because this is something else that I haven't done. You know what I'm saying? It's a trick. It's a trick. This is a class that whose only purpose is to remind you of how powerful you are and how everything can change in the blink of an eye. What's real doesn't take time. It's only our fantasies that take time. Tell me a fantasy and you're going to tell me something that takes you time. Tell me a fantasy and you're going to tell me something you can't do right now. That's all fantasies do, is they just prevent you from being happy now. And when you don't love yourself, you create fantasies that you don't even believe you can achieve. You know you do it every day. I'm not going to be happy until I have Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, out of all the people in the party, I want the one that's least interested in me. You know. It's so good when you practice the course, it gets to the point. As soon as you have a need, somebody shows up to fulfill it without you saying anything. And you have to be willing to receive them in that moment and then not try to get anything from them. Just be in that moment and enjoy them in that moment when they show up. So then you have to learn how to let go of the get, manipulate thing. You know, so when a beautiful being walks up to you, like I said, you know, the other night, it's like, bam, I want somebody to dance with. And so I just asked the universe. And then in about 2 minutes, somebody just came up. Beautiful. An incredible dance. We were dancing like we had danced with each other for 100 years. She trusted me. She didn't have none of that female, I don't trust you because you're a man, what you might try to get if you try to get too close to me energy. Thank you, Lord. I get so tired of that. Yeah, most men want your bodies, but when a man wakes up, he wants your mind, your heart.
who you really are could care less about your body, because he knows that's where all the problems are located. That's where you go crazy, is when you come to your body. He avoids it until the right person shows up, who has an innocent attitude about their body, and they take responsibility for what happens to them. And they never would blame me for what they go through with me, because they know they created that relationship. Now, when you're intimate and close with somebody like that, you're not, the next morning, you're not going to ask yourself, did I do the right thing? Was that something I should have done? You never ask yourself that about an innocent, loving connection. You never question a connection that happens from love. You never do something from love and then look back and go, was that the right thing to do? That's what you do from guilt, of course, did you? When you do something that you're feeling guilt about, then you question it later. And I said, well, I've done a lot of guilty stuff. If that's true. And he says, right. That's why you need to understand that you're innocent. That's why you need to understand that you've been forgiven. That's why you need to understand that the universe knows, spirit knows that you're learning. And that if you really are innocent and you're doing the best you can from where you are. Because as you wake up, you're going to recognize your own errors of thought. And if you beat yourself up every time you recognize your error of thought, then you make the journey painful. You got to be a happy learner. You know, yeah, I'm glad that I had it all wrong and that's the reason why things weren't happening for me. I would hate to think I was doing everything right in my life, so. You know, I would much rather believe that my life is in the crapper because of maybe something I'm not doing correct. Only an insane person would want to be right and miserable. But that's all they have is their sense of being right. So you take that away, and then you're taking away their power to them. You know, so it's wild, man. Mm-hmm. Anybody got anything to say?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I like that. I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. That looks good.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I'm living in a world that I didn't even think existed. And what's so cool about it is it looks like you're still in the world that everybody else is in. It's a good deal. You can be in another world and still go to a dazzle and hear some jazz. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what we want to do is be in touch with our power so that when the good stuff starts happening, we'll have enough love for ourselves to let it in and not miss it. See, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm glad I can recognize who would be the right female for me and who would be the right male for me in relationship. I'm glad. If I had known that, I could have saved myself so much trouble in the past. Because they always look good at the beginning. Because the beginning is nothing but the preview of common attractions. That's what you see at the very beginning. Everybody is so cool. At the relationship first start off, everybody is all in love. It's so cool. They can't do no wrong. You can't do right. That's the preview of coming attractions. That's the way you're going to treat each other after you heal. So at the beginning, you see what it's going to be like at the end, mm-hmm. and then you start doing the work, which you call, why did you change? But I was just showing you the way it's going to be when you get your act together. And I get my act together. But now it's time to do the work, and that's where people freak out.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, they're looking at the person with charity. They're looking at the person with the eyes of love. They're looking at the person in terms of their goodness and their power. And then they change their mind. They start looking at something else. And then that's what they start experiencing. So this paragraph here is too awesome. So I just, you know, I think you all are incredible beings. Really do. I think y'all are incredible. And when you don't like yourself, just look at yourself through my eyes. Just let me look at you for you. I got some friends, that's what I tell them. Don't you dare look at yourself through your eyes. Because what I see and what they see is two different things. Sometimes I show them pictures that are just gorgeous. Because I've been in photography since I was 15 years old. And they just be a gorgeous picture. And I watch somebody rip their freaking picture apart. They're looking at every little thing they can possibly find that's a flaw. Mm-hmm. And then I realize that's the world that they live in, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I saw the beauty. And the beauty that I saw in the picture was really there. So my job is to see them the way they don't see themselves until they can see themselves that way. And then I can help them receive the cool things that come from a person who loves themselves by remembering that they deserve love for them, and then treat them the way they deserve to be treated, even if they don't think they deserve to be treated that way. And that way I give them a physical demonstration of their value, and they don't have to worry or wonder about it, because they don't have to look no further than me to know that they must be okay. And I become their witness. That's what we do as saviors for each other. And each one of us could do that tonight with the people that we care about. If it's real, you can do it now. You may not be able to get a new car tonight, but you sure could look at the people you say you care about in a loving way tonight. The rest of that stuff don't mean nothing. No way. Because it's plenty of cars, plenty of houses, plenty of penthouses, plenty of countries to go visit. We've already manifested that stuff. That's child's play. All you got to do is get your credit score up. They got more cars in this city than you could ever, ever buy. You don't have to worry about manifesting a car. You know what I'm saying? It's like the things we focus our energy on is usually the things that have already been created. And what we don't focus our energy on is the things that have not been created, which is our trust for each other and our love for each other and our recognizing each other. That's what needs to be worked on. The freaking cars in the car lot. That's what I want. That's what I want in my life right now. I want relationships and unity. And I'm looking for other people who want relationships and unity. And they've been showing up, freaking me out how they've been showing up, wanting the same thing I want. I'm like, wow. And I didn't try to get them. I haven't been trying to make it happen. They've been just showing up. And I ask myself, well, what am I doing so different that they're just showing up? And in my inner self said, well, you're just being it yourself. That's you doing the secret. You being it yourself.
Mm-hmm. And when that first starts to happen...
When it first starts to happen, it brings up everything in you that says that you don't deserve it, and why in the world is this happening, because it looks like I'm receiving more than what I believe I deserve to have. And that's when you need to have people around you saying, no, it's ordinary for you to have peace. It's ordinary for you to have security. It's ordinary for you to have right relationships. It's ordinary for you to have abundance. It's ordinary. It's ordinary for you to have fun. It's ordinary for you to feel. That's not special. That's the way life is supposed to be. We've been so unnatural for so long that when the natural stuff happens, we call it special. Oh, yeah, I can be happy on my birthday. It's my special day. I say, hell, what about the other 364 days? You know what I mean? That's what the Course is getting us to, gets you to see, that it's ordinary. It's ordinary for you to have love. It's special for you not to. You'll get to the point that when something doesn't go right, you call that the special day. And then you call the rest of the good stuff the ordinary day. Oh, yeah, what kind of day? Oh, it was an ordinary day. People were loving me. Things were cool. I was doing what really moved me. I felt really connected. It was an ordinary day. It's the way it is. The kind of day a child of God ought to have. But yesterday, it was special. I went through a lot of crap with my boss. My car broke down. It was a special day. because when you tell yourself that something is special, you're telling yourself that that's something that doesn't happen all the time. When you call it ordinary, then your mind lets it happen over and over and over again. So every time you go for the special relationship, then you're looking for a relationship that you have like every now and then. I don't want any special relationships. I care less about having a special relationship. I want more than one person to love me. I don't want to put all my eggs in no one basket. I have nobody having that much control over me. Because I'm afraid if I lose that love, then I don't have any love at all. Yeah. People treat you nicer when they think you got a choice. I'm telling you. That's why people don't want you to have a lot of different relationships, because it messes their ability to control you. Because if you could receive love from everywhere, then they can't threaten you with the loss of love. So they have to come from a real place with you too. They have to appreciate you too. It says love isn't sex. Loving a lot of people is easy. Because loving a lot of people isn't having sex with a lot of people. But that's what some people think. I mean, that you love sex with a lot of people. Well, sex is nothing. It's no big deal either. So it's much ado about nothing. Go in and out. Big deal. It's what you think about it that makes it what it is. It's what you believe about it that makes it what it is. It can be the most beautiful symbol of the united and the joining that two people could even imagine. Or it could be the thing that people use to separate themselves and create fear and guilt like nothing you've ever seen. Sex is neutral. Everything in the world is neutral. We are giving it all the meaning that it has for us. And then the meaning that we're giving it is determining how we feel about it. I don't have any more meaning to you all than the meaning you give me. And I know that, and that's what frees me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know no matter what I do, you're only going to give me as much meaning as you want to. That's your power. And I'm not going to mess with that. I can't mess with that. I don't have any power over that. So what am I looking for then? I'm looking for the people who give me meaning. Loving meaning. And I can give loving meaning to. Well, how do you recognize what they say and the way they treat you? Oh, this is mysterious. This is hard stuff. It's tough, isn't it? And it's tough what I'm talking about. You mean if they have their throat, their hands around my throat up against a wall, it's a possibility that no love is coming down at that moment? So choose possibilities that if all you do is fight, you're just two people that's afraid of each other together. If I find myself in a relationship where I'm feeling afraid to be myself, I can't be in it anymore. I used to compromise. I can't compromise anymore. The Court says that you shouldn't compromise, which is so opposite from what we've been taught about how you do relationships. It's not about compromise. Yeah, you might compromise about what TV show you watch, but you don't compromise about deserving to be treated with respect and love. You don't ever compromise that. There's no such thing as compromising that. You don't appreciate me, and I don't appreciate you, and we don't acknowledge each other, and we don't take any responsibility for what we have or what we're creating with each other. I'm not compromising about that. I deserve love, and you deserve love. I'm not going to compromise about that. I'm not going to, you know what compromise is? It's just accepting a little bit of what you want. That's all compromise means. And then it builds resentment, because you're going to resent anybody that you just experiencing a little bit of what you want with. But when you're afraid, and you don't think you're lovable, you just pretty much settle for anything. So you put up with stuff that other people just wouldn't put up with. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm doing just the opposite. I'm saying you deserve better than that. And you can have better than that. And we can do it by realizing that we're the ones that are responsible for what we're seeing and what we're feeling, because we're the ones that's giving it all the meaning that it has to us. We could go into this new world by, even though we don't understand how, we could start saying stuff like, somehow or another I'm drawing this and creating this. Even though I don't understand how and I don't understand why, somehow or another I created this, and I want another way to look at it, and I want to see what the gift and the lesson is in it. You don't have to know how you create your reality. You don't even have to know why. If you want to start moving into your power, you just start claiming it for yourself. That's what I do. And anybody that's becoming happier, you know, like I'm fighting some kind of a cold or something, right? And I was saying, okay, here we go. A defense against the truth, that's the call, Course calls it. I'm feeling a defense against the truth. Okay, that's what I say. That's what the word book told me to say. Whenever you're feeling sick, say, this is a defense against the truth. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, the Spirit said, well, it's your plan to prove to yourself that nothing that I taught you is true.
Mm-hmm.
I taught you you're powerful. Well, a cold can bring you to your knees, so you couldn't possibly be the holy child of God. I told you, you know, it's like it's your way of trying to convince yourself that you're not what I say you are. It's a defense against the truth. It's something to make you think you're just this little black body named Earl Purdy that's going to die one day, and not this unlimited spiritual being that creates your reality. You're trying to convince yourself you're just only human, even though being human is a beautiful thing. And so that's the reason why you're trying to get sick, right? And you're angry about something, because sickness is always anger taken out on the body.
Yeah.
So what are you angry about? You're angry because you're being proven wrong. What do you mean? You thought you didn't deserve love. It's coming to you anyway. You're wrong about how you thought your life could be, and you're mad about it.
Mm.
I'm like, what? That's crazy. Yeah, but that's what you are. That's what Spirit said. You're sweet as you can be, but you're crazy. You know? And so right now, and so some people, instead of sickness, you're doing it with a cold. Some people do it with drama. Some people do it with their relationship. Some people do it with their job. But they always got some kind of drama or problem going, because the purpose of it is to make them think that they can't have the peace that they're reading about and hearing about, because at some level they don't think they deserve it. So when you tell them they deserve it and you give it to them, the part of them wants to prove you wrong, so to go right out and try to hurt them. So that this can't be true. You know, I'm going to walk out of here and I'm going to try to love everybody, and this is the night a gang beats me up. See? I told you you couldn't trust nobody. Why? Because I know how to do no trust. I do not know how to walk out of the door being open to everybody. So I've got to convince myself that staying suspicious and afraid is okay, because that's the world I know my way around in. So, the court says, paragraph 2, this is the only thing that you need to do for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, which the court defines as attacking yourself. The court says, there is such thing as sin, which it says it is. Then you hurting yourself is a sin. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Then he says, all to be given you. And I love it. All to be what? Given you. Okay? And it says, say? Say only this. Right? Say it, but mean it with no reservations, for here the power of your healing lies. That's what salvation. Okay? So, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this with no reservations. Anybody that wants to say it with me can. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Now, now I'm going to show you how to get past the resistance. Whenever you feel resistance, it means that you misperceive what the Course said. So if you felt resistance, okay, this is what it's saying. The Course says, I am responsible for what I see, love or fear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I choose the feelings I experience, love or fear. I decide upon the goal I would achieve, love or fear. And everything that seems to happen to me, love or fear, I ask for and receive as I have asked, because I'm the one that's given it all the meaning that it has for me. So I always got two choices in any situation. I can either choose to look at it in a way that'll take some of my fear away, or I can choose to look at it in a way that makes me more in conflict. Every one of us got that choice about anything that's going on in our life right now. I don't care what the situation you're going through right now, you have that choice. There's a way you can look at it. I don't care how horrible it is. There's a way you can look at it that will make you feel more peace about it than you're feeling right now. And there's a way you can look at it that'll make you feel more upset about it than you do right now. So therefore, you are responsible for what you're seeing. You are choosing what you're experiencing. You are deciding on the goal you would achieve. And it is what you're asking for if you got a choice, but you go for the interpretation that you know is going to make you feel worse. Mm-hmm. So when the ego reads this, it goes, I'm responsible for what I see. All the starving people in Africa are starving because of me. Mm-hmm. That's where the ego goes. Because the ego always goes straight to body, straight to form. Mm-hmm. Never to content. Never to meaning. The human man always goes to appearance. Then it says, I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide. And everything that seems to happen to me. Do you mean when I had that car wreck when I was 10 years old? You know, I chose that. Well, at some level of consciousness, you will get that you did. But at the level of consciousness you're at right now, all it's saying to you is, even if that situation happened, and I did drive through a house the night before I graduated from high school, knocked the guy out of the bed. In my brother's brand new car while he was in New Orleans at the Mardi Gras, and he let me use his car for graduation. Now, how's that for guilt? Right? But I never should have took that girl home.
trouble.
You know, do you know, that was the most surreal night that I've ever had. There is nothing stranger than feeling a car go through a wall, and you're in seven of y'all in the car. And you know what happened? All of them was okay. I didn't have my driver's license. I forgot and left it at the party. My best friend ran back to the party on foot, got the license, and somehow or another got there before the police got there. My brother never once got angry at me or shouted at me or said one negative thing to me about it, and never mentioned it to me again. When I felt so bad. You can imagine how sad I was on graduation day. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I was still a virgin. And so that was the biggest day. That's what I'm talking about. Thank God you can make up for lost time. See, I'm talking like a person. You're not supposed to do that. Okay. Because I know none of y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody's holding, right? And so my point in saying that is that I learned what real unconditional love was. I experienced an unconditional love from my brother that blew me out of the water. All he was interested in was that I was okay. Mm. He didn't care anything about his car, you know. And see, that's what I mean when I said the Course wants us to go for content. The Course wants us to go for relationships like that. Mm-hmm. And it shows us how to have relationships like that and how to have them given to us. And that's why I'm studying this book 27 years later. Some people, this is not the way that they're going to get it. They'll get it through another teaching. It's because this isn't the only way. But for some people, this is the way. You see what I mean? Some people it's not. And I'm so glad that there are many different ways to get the truth, because then we'll get it faster if you can get it the way that works the best for you. But if everybody's got to do it through the same thing, it takes too long. We'll never share a universal theology. None of us have ever had the same religious belief or whatever. That's insane goal. It'll never happen. But all of us could use different routes to the same place. It's like y'all use different routes to get to here tonight. You see what I mean? And so don't get caught up in the path. Just keep focusing on the destination. Don't fall in love with the road sign. Don't forget the trip, the purpose of the trip. All right? I'm going to stop here.
Oh, wow.
So could you acknowledge yourself? All right. I'm going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course. And then there's a couple of things we want to do to drive this home before we go out into the lab. If anybody needs to sign the email list, I got it over here, so I can let you know the things that I'm doing. Yeah, that's page 448 in the text. It's called the responsibility for sight. I'm gonna work with that a little bit. Let me ask you all something. Did any of that make sense that I was saying?
Oh, yeah.
Did you agree with any of it feel right to your heart? Okay. Because I appreciate it when you let me know, because what happens, the Course teaches this, that when you hear the truth and you hear love, it says it immobilizes the ego. And so what that means is that it immobilizes the physical personality. So when I look out at you, it's like this most of the time. So, you know, and I understand the Course says that happens, but see, that's why I'm trying to ask the people in my life now, what are you feeling right now? What are you thinking right now? Because if you stop judging people, you start asking them questions. And that's why I ask you. And the weird part about the whole thing is that when you focus on changing your perception and changing and going for the peace, it's almost like the physical stuff that you've been wanting gets thrown in to boot. It's like, can you really go for your peace
then the other stuff that you need in the physical world, you just start attracting it to you. It's the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. So don't worry about not getting your physical desires met. It'll be just the opposite. Your physical desires will be met, but in ways that were a lot easier than what you came up with.
Better than.
Yeah, it shows up better than your plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that tests your capacity to receive. And so I'm here to warn you that your capacity to receive is going to get tested in 2008.
Yeah.
And I do one-on-one personal sessions, clarity sessions. You know you love me. No, I don't. You know you do. No, you don't. No, I don't. You know you do. I tell you, especially relationships, sometimes you can like rip your heart out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you ever had y'all's heart ripped out? Yeah. It's a trip, boy, I'm telling you. Woo. Especially when it's like you want them and they don't want you no more. Man, all that means is that you're just not letting yourself have a good time. Because if you let yourself have a good time, you won't be missing nobody. Mm. You won't have time to miss anybody. There are more people who want to love you than you could ever get around to in a lifetime. Uh-huh. There are more people who would want to love you. And if you're one of those people that need one special person, and you know you need one special person, you've got to have that one special person, the Course has advice for you. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Let that person represent all people.
Mm-hmm.
And then treat that person the way that you should treat all people. You adore them. You listen to them. You communicate with them. You want their safety. You want to be a safe place for them to grow in. So the Course is not anti-focusing in on a one-to-one relationship. Some people, that's how they learn this time around. But there are some people, like me, who learn other ways. But our society is quick to say there's only one way to do it, and then judge people who don't do it the way everybody else does it. But then you become conscious enough not to form a relationship with someone who would only feel fear with you. So I know who would feel fear with me. You see what I mean? And you know too. You know. Hint number one. If you're in a relationship with anyone that you feel like you have to hide your thoughts from, then you're in a fear-based relationship. If you're into stuff like this and you want to be on the spiritual path, but you're afraid to tell them, that's a red flag. Wherever you're hiding, that's where you have fear. So don't condemn yourself for it. Just say, I want another way of looking at this. I want to let this fear go. And then watch spirit gently guide you through it in a way that you don't have to lose anything. So don't go home and do some big confession tonight and get put out in this ISIS yard. Well, Earl told me to tell you about the football team last week. He's like, no, Earl didn't say that, man. Earl did not say that. Okay? All right. So here we go. We're going to do a couple of minutes of just saying that I am responsible. Okay? And some of you might want to listen, and some of you might want to say it, but we're going to let ourselves say it. Okay? And we're going to let's have some fun with it. Sunday is the next class. It's at 1 o'clock. And Wednesday's at 12 noon. We got some great classes going. And it's very normal with the Course in Miracles to feel a little weary, and sometimes like you yawn and all that stuff. That's very normal. It doesn't bother me at all. The Course says that's what you do when you hear the truth. That's the kind of influence it has. So we're going to do it. And rhythm helps you protect your mind. It goes like this. And when you get it, just come in with me. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I
that experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for. I ask for. Try it again. I am responsible for what I see. I see the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal that I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, guess what? I ask for. Now, I ask for love.
But
you say, I ask for love. Now, those who want to do it, I always say in my class, those who want to do it, don't be quiet. Let's go ahead and do it together. Those who don't, you're totally innocent. That's fine. There's no pressure. But those who want to do it, let's not jab around. Let's do it. Okay? I ask for love. After me, I ask for love. I ask for abundance.
I ask for abundance.
I ask for wealth.
I ask for
I ask for help.
I ask for help.
And I ask for fun.
I ask for fun.
I am ready to party like a big dog.
I am ready to party like a big dog.
I am ready to party like a big dog. I choose the feeling I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve, and I decide upon the goal that I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for, I ask for, and I ask for freedom.
I ask for a job I do.
I ask for a job I do. I ask for a home I love.
I ask for a home I love.
I ask for a car I love.
I ask for a car I love.
I ask for a weight I love.
I ask for a weight I love.
I ask for the sex I love. Next time.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.